Providence is no other than God providing. By Charles Spurgeon. From Flowers from a Puritan's Garden, 1883. To be served at table by a great king would be counted as greater favor as the meal itself. Just so, to take outward blessings out of God's hand, to see that he remembers us and sends our provision at every turn, this endears his mercy and increases our delight in him. What, indeed, would most men give if they could say, "The queen herself has served me, and was most anxious that I should be well supplied"? But each believer has the Lord himself for his provider. He loads our table and fills our cup. Providence is no other than God providing. He measures out our joys, weighs our sorrows, appoints our labors, and selects our trials. There is no morsel on the saint's plate which is not of the Lord's serving, unless he has been so foolish as to put forth his hand unto iniquity. It is delightful to know that our Father's hand provided for us the bread which we have eaten this day, that the Saviour's own fingers mingled our cup, and that every blessing has come directly from God's own table. Surely we are as dear to God as the little ewe lamb in Nathan's parable was to the poor man, for we are told that the poor man had raised it, and it grew up with him and his children. It shared his food, drank from his cup, and even slept in his arms. It was like a daughter to him. Does not this make our food and drink and lodging more than royal? Are we not more than content with such fare? Yes, Lord, my portion tastes of your divine love, for your hand has sweetened it. A sacred perfume is on my clothing and in my chamber, for you have prepared both for me. And this would be true if I wore rags and lay in a dungeon in sore sickness. What a heritage is mine! O Lord, you are my all and my all in all. My all is more than all, because it comes of you and is dealt out to me by your own precious self.